We're here with Mayor Alex Morse of Holyoke, Massachusetts, who's running in the Democratic primary against Richard Neal in the Massachusetts 1st District. So you held a press conference to say that Richard Neal blew the window of opportunity to get the tax returns from Trump by waiting to file his lawsuit. Neal has said he's following the legal advice of the Ways and Means Council. What should he have done differently?
Well, I mean, number one, he should have acted sooner. The Democrats knew they had the House back in November 2018, and he dragged his feet for months and months and months to even request the tax returns and put together what he calls a sternly worded letter. You know, I've been a mayor for 9 years. I know it doesn't take, you know, several months, 7 or 8 months, to put together a letter drafted by attorneys. And so that's number one. Number two, lawmakers in the state of New York worked for years, and Governor Cuomo signed a bill into law that made the New York state tax returns available to one person. And that one person was Congressman Richard Neal. And the one person that could get access was the one person that refused to ask and request those returns. And Richard Neal allowed for several weeks to go by, which allowed Donald Trump the time to file a lawsuit to prevent their release in the first place. And so it took organizing of thousands of people here in the district and people around the country to put enough pressure on Congressman Neal to the extent that he finally requested those tax returns. And, you know, I believe that Neal made an intentional decision early on in his chairmanship to work with Mnuchin, to work with Donald Trump, rather than to hold him accountable. And just like Congressman Elliot Engel, who was recently defeated, they are the two chairs of committees led by Democrats that haven't had a single oversight hearing on this administration. And so I think he should have been much more aggressive, and now we're unlikely to see any financial documents related to Donald Trump before the election because of Congressman Neal.
Alex Morse, you're the mayor of Holyoke. I wondered about something. One of the things that the Neal's people are saying about you is that in your position on the education bureaucracy, that you're supposed to be there, but you've never come. Is that right?
No, and I expect better questions in interviews than that. I think.
Number one,
he never said I didn't come. He said I attended a small percentage of those meetings, and both claims are factually inaccurate.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. I got to tell you, I'm doing the interview, not you. But you can tell me you don't like my questions. But I think it's a perfectly legitimate thing to ask, to say to you, this is what they're saying, because I'm going to do the same thing with Richie Neal when I have him on next Friday. I'm going to say this is what Alex Morse is saying. So, you know, let's lay off of that.
Oh, no, that's fine. I was questioning the premise, because even Congressman Neal hasn't said I haven't attended any. He's acknowledged that I've attended some. But both claims are false, nevertheless. And so I've been mayor for 9 years. I'm the chair of the Holyoke School Committee. I've attended a vast majority of those meetings. Have I missed occasional school committee meetings? Yes. But you know why? I'm the mayor. And so am I invited to city council meetings occasionally to present my budget or for other matters before the council at the very time there are members in meetings of the school committee? Absolutely. And so it's a completely inaccurate description of my time as mayor and as chair of the Holyoke School Committee. And I welcome a debate on our public schools any day of the week, because when I took office, only 49% of our kids were graduating from high school. Today, nearly 75% of our kids are graduating from high school. We've invested in early childhood education. We're close to achieving universal pre-K. We have dual language programming for the first time, where students are learning English and Spanish starting in preschool. And for the first time in years, we have a waiting list to get into our elementary schools. And we also just introduced dual enrollment programs, so where high school students are taking classes at local colleges and universities. And, you know, there are three school districts in receivership in Massachusetts, and two out of the three are in Congressman Neal's district, Holyoke and Southbridge out in Worcester County. And Congressman Neal was nowhere to be found in 2015 when organizers and activists were fighting for local control of our schools 5 years ago. And on top of that, Congressman Neal is part of the problem. So over 60% of our federal budget goes to the Pentagon, goes to war and defense, and pennies, I mean less than 5%, goes to public education. And so it's time we have a member of Congress that wants to just change the federal paradigm and federal budget, that actually reinvests in public teachers and public education in our kids.
Well, not to beat the horse, but just because of the accusation, what percentage, as the chair of the school committee, have you attended? You say you've been
probably
there.
A, Yeah, probably at least 80-90% of my school committee meetings over the last 9 years. And again, if I've missed a meeting, I was at city council meetings or other mayoral obligations. So, I mean, I could ask Congressman Neal, when's the last time you had a town hall? Talk about accessibility. It's been nearly 3 years since we had a congressman that actually showed up in the district. And I think when you look at his attendance record in terms of votes, he actually has one of the lowest participation rates of any member of our delegation.
So let me ask you, you're telling us, just so I want to get this straight, because, you know, it's obviously we can follow up on all of this stuff, that you have attended 90% of the education department meetings? 90%?
That's what I said. 80-90%. But you're welcome to access that data as public record. Congressman Neal can access that data and make a value judgment.
Okay.
But I would just say these are recycled attacks from, I mean, I've won four terms as mayor of Holyoke. I've had opponents in 2015 that leveled this attack, and the people of Holyoke saw through it. In 2017, my opponent leveled the same attack. My constituents and supporters and the residents of the city saw through it. And so this is just quite a silly attack. And for Congressman Neal to boast that he never airs a negative ad or a negative mailer, well, that has ended in 2020 because he knows this is a serious challenge and he's in jeopardy of losing a seat.
Okay, so one question around something you said about receivership. Is it true that that Holyoke has had to go into receivership?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, you mentioned that several towns and villages had to go into receivership. Has Holyoke ever had to go into receivership?
Yeah, I just acknowledged that two out of the three school districts in Massachusetts that are in receivership are in Congressman Neal's district, the City of Holyoke School Department and Southbridge.
But you're the chairman of the committee. I mean, how is that Neal's fault? It sounds to me like it might be yours.
absolutely not. I became mayor in January of 2012 and inherited an incredibly challenging city and a challenging school system. And unlike Congressman Neal, I'm a product of the Holyoke Public Schools and saw firsthand that they worked for kids that looked like me, but they didn't work for everyone else. And it was important in a community and in a city where nearly 80% of our students are Latino, mostly of Puerto Rican descent, that we have a school system that works for everyone. And so I would say, I mean, Charlie Baker got elected governor in November 2014, and within a few months, Holyoke School Department in the district was in receivership. And the governor was very clear that he wanted a Western Massachusetts example of what was happening in Lawrence out in Eastern Mass. And I am more concerned with outcomes and making sure we have the best possible public schools than I am about control. And so over the last 5 years under receivership, which has been a partnership between my office and the superintendent and the state, we've made incredible progress in that vein. But to put decades and decades of disinvestment of education, again, the fact that we haven't had a new school built in Holyoke in over 30 years, meanwhile, we're sending billions of dollars in corporate tax cuts to the Pentagon to build weapons and bombs rather than invest in our public education system. This is exactly why I'm running for Congress. So mayors like me, mayors in Chicopee and in Springfield and in Pittsfield and North Adams and the other cities and towns actually have a member of Congress that is bringing resources to public education and not putting the onus on working class communities like Holyoke.
Just to be clear, though, the department was in receivership, right?
Yes, Alan. I was mayor in 2015 when the Department of Education put the Holyoke Public Schools in receivership. And over the past 5 years, it's been a very positive thing that has led to the improvement of our public schools and the improvement of opportunities for kids in our district.
Okay. When we come back, I have some more questions for you. And I want to thank you, Alex Morris, for being with us today. And we have another session and we'll go to it. Thank you.